Have you ever noticed that the harder you chase money, the more elusive it becomes? This isn't coincidence. It's a fundamental principle of abundance. Financial struggles aren't actually about money at all. They stem from our relationship with universal energy. When we approach finances from a place of fear and lack, we create resistance that blocks the very abundance we seek. Think about learning to swim. Initially, you thrash and struggle, exhausting yourself while barely staying afloat. Then something clicks, you relax, trust the water's buoyancy, and suddenly swimming becomes effortless. Money works the same way. Most of us are stuck in the thrashing phase, working harder, budgeting obsessively, and constantly worrying about our financial future. Yet despite enormous effort, we make surprisingly little progress. The path of effortless abundance feels counterintuitive precisely because we've been conditioned to equate value with struggle. We've internalized beliefs like no pain, no gain, and money doesn't grow on trees. But what if these assumptions are fundamentally flawed? What if our tight grip on money matters creates the very scarcity we fear? When we align with universal laws, principles that govern how energy flows, financial change can unfold with remarkable ease. This doesn't mean doing nothing. Rather, it means focusing your energy on internal shifts rather than external manipulation. It's about changing your relationship with money at the level of consciousness first, allowing external circumstances to naturally reorganize themselves in response. Imagine a field of wildflowers, existing whether noticed or not. This is abundance in your life, your birthright you may not experience because you've been conditioned to focus on lack instead. This field manifests as ease, flow, safety, and security, a knowing that all is well despite circumstances. It's moving through life feeling supported rather than struggling alone. The key insight, abundance isn't something to create or achieve. It already exists within you as your natural state. No forced affirmations needed, just recognition of what's already present. Take a deep breath. Can you sense well-being beneath your thoughts? That sensation connects you to infinite abundance. Even if you feel just a glimpse, your inner abundance remains. Our ego objects. What about my actual bills? This stems from programming based on lack. The ego believes abundance must be pursued and protected, not understanding it's our default setting. Have you ever thought about someone right before they called? Or found the perfect parking spot just when you needed it? These aren't coincidences, they're glimpses of your connection to universal intelligence. Most of us miss this connection because we're distracted by perceived problems, like someone in a magnificent garden missing its beauty while staring at their phone. Setting aside money concerns creates space for a different perspective. Your current financial reality manifests from previous thoughts and beliefs. Fixating on these conditions traps you in old patterns, like driving forward while only looking in the rearview mirror. You don't need to constantly think about money to manifest it. Obsessing creates resistance that blocks abundance. Instead, focus on vibrations similar to wealth, freedom, expansion, appreciation, or peace of mind. The universe records your thoughts and feelings, noting every preference. When you withdraw focus from negativity, these preferences deliver opportunities and resources from unexpected sources. Notice we've discussed money without diving into budgeting tips or investment strategies. This is deliberate because abundance operates differently than most financial experts suggest. Our fixation on money problems perpetuates them, like wearing a cast after a healed bone. The real problem isn't your low bank balance, but your sustained worry about it. Society teaches vigilance toward problems, but this approach fails with abundance. It's like trying to remove darkness by scooping it out when simply turning on a light would solve everything. This isn't escapism. It's acknowledging that worry hasn't improved your finances. Has anxiety ever increased your bank balance? Make practical changes. Check your balance only when necessary. Use cash if digital numbers trigger anxiety. create a separate email for bills. When you understand that your worried state is the true problem, not your finances, everything corrects itself. New income sources appear because you've stopped blocking abundance with your focus on lack. Have you ever looked at something you wanted, perhaps a dream home or financial freedom, and thought, "That's out of my league"? This reaction seems reasonable. After all, shouldn't we set realistic goals? This conventional wisdom misunderstands manifestation. Your belief level doesn't determine success, your emotional state does. While disbelief alone won't prevent manifestations, the negative emotions stemming from it can block your desires. When you feel something is out of your league, you're experiencing an emotional reaction that says, "This isn't for people like me." This feeling creates the barrier. The key is focusing on your inner emotional state rather than trying to make something believable. When seeking abundance, release worry, fear, disappointment, and blame about your finances. Nothing is ever out of your league, but it can be out of the league of your feelings. When you maintain peace despite unchanged circumstances, opportunities arrive naturally. The universe responds to your inner state, not your logical assessments. The fundamental paradox of manifesting abundance is that desperately seeking money confirms its absence. When you ask for what you don't have, you reinforce the belief that money is missing. Money isn't actually lacking, it's abundant, but your consciousness remains fixed on feelings of scarcity. It's like complaining of hunger while standing before a full refrigerator you refuse to open. Perceiving a need to ask affirms something isn't here yet, perpetuating that reality. The more urgently you ask, the more you confirm its absence, creating a self-reinforcing cycle. The solution is disconnecting from negative money thoughts by entering a state of emptiness. Find a quiet place, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Allow your mind to settle like muddy water becoming clear when undisturbed. When worries appear, recognize them as projections, not reality. By reducing feelings of lack to zero, all the money you need will flow into your experience faster than imagined. The universe records every preference and wants to deliver everything you've asked for, but can only provide what matches your predominant inner state. If you request abundance while feeling lack, you vibrationally block your desires. When you release negative thoughts through stillness and connect with your inner goodness, you align with the universe's vibrations, becoming receptive to your requests. You've already done the asking, and the universe has responded. The question is whether you're positioned to receive. It's like ordering hundreds of packages, but keeping your door locked with nobody home. Your job isn't ordering more, it's opening the door to what's already been sent. When you maintain peace and abundance internally, regardless of circumstances, you signal readiness to receive. The universe responds, often more creatively than imagined. The feeling of abundance arises naturally when you turn inward. Trust this flow, and abundance becomes your natural experience.